Are you ready? Welcome to Radio Grognard King Size, the OSR podcast with more stuff, with your host, Glenn Hallstrom.
Hiya, folks. Old Man Grognard here. Hope you're all doing well. It's a nice day. All right, we're going to get in a little controversial territory here, and we will talk about that after this.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, this is going back to that age-old RPG question. Do female dwarves have... No, not that one. No. I refuse to go there again. All about GMs having screens, fudging dice, and all that kind of good stuff, because we know that they can fudge more than dice. But anyway, what I want to talk about is the fact that I believe in the rule, if you're going to fudge, fudge for the players, for the characters, not against them, because it's only fair, because you're just trying to give them a leg up in dire situations. Now, some dire situations you let stand. You know, I've been there. I've been there where the dice totally screwed them up, and it's like, okay, they knew the risks, they knew the rewards, they gave it their best shot, and boom, TPK. Or whoever dies. Okay, fine. Well, and there are times when you just think that the deck is too stacked against them, so you try and help them out a bit. Anyway, that being said, there are things that happen in a game. Sometimes the GM wants to happen. Yes, you're saying, oh, railroad. No, I'm not talking about railroads. I don't like railroads. But you can't. I don't see any problem with the GM massaging the narrative, for so to speak. And what I mean is, if somebody is doing something, like going across a chasm, climbing a wall, or something that, like, it's kind of predetermined in your head, because, you know, there are times when things happen, you're just going to go, okay, you did it, you know. You don't even roll because you're so good, because you know, got the stats, got the skills, whatever. You did it. Okay, fine. That's no problem. I'm talking about those times when players almost expect you to call for a roll. I've had overeager players going, do I roll for this? Do I roll for that? And I don't like to disappoint them, really. But you know, to me, I think it's like, okay, this is a no-brainer for them, but I'll roll anyway. So what you do is roll anyway. I mean, Gary used to do this. Gary Gygax used to do this. He'd roll anyway. He had a 50% rule. He'd take a D6, and one, two, if it's a yes or no, they do it or not do it. One, two, three, it's yes. Four, five, six is no. Okay, no problem. That way they get a little bit of a, you know, chance choice. The way we do it in our group is the GM rolls a D6 and asks you, did he roll evens, or did I roll evens, or did I roll odds? And if you get it right, hey, no problem. But that's usually for something like, you know, something a little extra happening. Oh, I shot this one guy really good, and he's like, he critted. Are these two other guys standing behind him so I can get all three of them? Boom. I don't know. Roll. Evens or odds? Odds. Well, you're right. Yeah, you got him. Or evens. No, they were a little off. So you just got the one guy. So, you know, no big thing like that. But there are times when you think it's such a no-brainer and they want you to roll. I will roll. Look at it. Yeah. Yeah. You did it. You did it. You hit him. You landed the rope over there or whatever you were trying to do. You managed to trip the trap and not get caught or disarm it or whatever. But whatever it is, you take things into what you have to do is take things into consideration, like what the circumstance is, how deadly is the trap, how formidable is the foe, how tall is the wall they're trying to, and you justify that, that against the character's abilities. If you have a game that has skills, maybe they got a specific skill for this. Maybe not. Or if there isn't any skills in the game, what's the best stat for this? Dex? Or something like that? Dex or strength? And see if they have it high enough. I go, you know, they could actually do that. Okay, fine. I'll just... Yeah, you did it. Roll. Okay. Or they would roll, and if they didn't do it, I would roll again. Well, no, the basic thing is, if it's a roll you're doing, I'm kind of contradicting myself a bit here, but if it's a roll you're doing, just roll it, look at the die, go, and say, yeah, you did it, or no, you didn't do it. Usually it's, yeah, you did it, something like that. I have a specific way of doing something. Well, not that, but I mean, and there's also, I'm sort of going all over the place with this. It's sort of like, how shall I say this? I had this one thing I stole from Tunnels and Trolls, where they have talents, which is basically skills. And there is no set amount of skills. It's like, you tell me what your character's good at. And note it on your sheet. Okay, fine. He's good at Fletcher. He's a Fletcher. He's good at making arrows. He's good at firing arrows. Okay, fine. Or something like that. Or he's good at diplomacy. Talking to people. He's very charismatic. Okay, fine. Now, here's how I work that. If you have something that I think is going to be pretty, or even whatever it is, and the player can convince me the character would do this, this would apply to that skill because of, I don't know, X, Y, Z, and we would come to a consensus here, and I'd say, okay, fine. Yeah, he could do it. Yeah, he would definitely, that would definitely apply. And I would give him a +3 on it. Maybe a +1 to +3. Usually a +3. And that way we got some, I like that because they get to use whatever skill they came up with out of their hand. And it gives me a bit of back and forth with the player. You get to negotiate. He gets to negotiate with you. And sometimes, you know, if it's a little thin, you know, I'm going to go, no, I don't think he can do that. But if they come up with a semi-convincing argument, I would at least give them a +1. You know what I'm saying? A +1. That would be good for them. And it would, you know, it keeps the game going. Basically, that's the name of the game. Keep the game going. I do not want to sit there and debate about the merits of a skill that the character has that may or may not apply to him. When in doubt, let him apply it. That's my motto right there. So there's that. But as far as like I've rolled non-existent rolls before, I will confess I have rolled non-existent rolls before. And, you know, if this works, if this is a trust issue between the players and the GM, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be because it's all in the name of having fun. Here's the whole thing. We're all there to have fun, even if you're behind the screen. You're there to have fun. It's a game, but it's not a kind of game that anybody else plays, anybody who isn't into this thing plays. I know there are Scrabble clubs. I know there are Monopoly clubs, but you know, and there's, you know, poker group, bridge groups, that kind of thing. But those are hard and fast. You know, they are hard and fast rules, and you can tell when someone's cheating. Here, it's like, I don't want to justify it, but yeah, you know what I'm saying. Keep the game fun. That's my number one goal, is to keep the game going and keep it fun. You know, if they're doing everything, if you're doing it by the book, and if they're, you know, dotting every I and crossing every T and doing everything right, and the game takes twice as long as it should have, and everybody's bored out of their minds, what the heck is it? Why the heck are you playing this game? What's the point? So, to me, I will do anything and everything, including rolling dice that doesn't need to be rolled and say, okay, you did it. So, forgive me, I guess. Whatever. I mean, you know, sorry, not sorry, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, now that I've lost half my listeners, time for me to go start my day. So if you guys want to talk to me about this or anything else, oldmangrognard@gmail.com, or drop me a voicemail on Anchor. We are monetized, so as little as 99 cents a month, you too can help support this program. I would thank you for single donations. Go to my Ko-fi page, ko-fi.com/oldmangrognard, or my PayPal tip jar, paypal.me/oldmangrognard. Let me thank these people who do give to me monthly: Benjamin Brodell, Gilbert Soros, and Jason from Moral Project. Thank you very much. For other good podcasts, there is Dan Gregg's The Jung, Y-U-N-G, Jung Grognard Podcast, Kevin at the Red Caps Podcast, Daniel Norton's Bandits Keep Podcast, Randy and Joe's Biggest Geekest Podcast, Big John Allen Large's The Red Dice Diaries, and my friend Eric Kenkar's Tavern Chat. So, until I see you folks next time, keep the dice warm, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
You got questions? You got comments? Send them to oldmangrognard@gmail.com. Tune in next time when Radio Grognard King Size is on the air.